So, it's a biggie. This table's a biggie. Let's try to break it down, okay? Okay, this is a classic sugya in which there's a clear, simple approach all the way to the right of the table. And there are about 9 gemaras halachos that challenge that simple approach. And the 2 questions globally, not within each sugya, but within all the sugyas we've learned, the 12 sugyas of Tzvaros, the 12 times we mentioned Tzvaros, I'll turn the heater on in a second, Jim, don't worry, is A, can you explain all those questions and problems without shifting the paradigm and maintaining that intuitive, simple approach to Tzvaros? Or, at some point, or the aggregate of all these issues is going to force you to see Tzvaros totally differently? And if you see it differently, what's the chiddush? That's the second question. Okay, this is structurally probably the most classic sugya we've seen this year. It's a mega sugya, but classically or structurally, it's totally classic. There's a simple paradigm. Intuitively, how would you define Tzvaros? How would you expect it to behave? How would you see the halachos as evolving? Then you've got all these irregularities, aberrations, anomalies. So can you put out the brush fires and say, well, this question, that question, the real logic is there, and basically we can keep our simple view of Tzvaros. Or, at some point, all these 9 questions, so it has to be a little bit different. And if it is different, then what is it? Okay? Chaim, take a sheet, please. Maybe also, Chaim, bring the sheets up to the front of the table. Oh, they're here already. Okay. So, the simple, easiest way to understand Tzvaros is that Tzvaros is less and different because it's kocho, all the way to the right of the page. But even though it's kocho, we all know that in life, kocho is kegufo, by Adam, throughout Shas, on Shabbos, not just in Ezekiel, but we certainly saw it by Adam in Ezekiel. So what that Tzvaros is kocho? Who cares? We paskin Tzvaros is kegufo, which means that Tzvaros on its own is typical, classic regel. Typical, classic mammon. But for some reason, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a discount to the Baal HaTzvaros. It's normal damage, it's orche, it's regel, it should be pater in the Shus HaRabim. Halacha Moshe Misinai gives a discount, then that casts the Halacha Moshe Misinai in a certain light. It's Baal HaKel. We saw this clearly in Tulsa's Daf Gimel, in the Rosh Perek Beis, Simen Beis. That's the simple approach. Until you can prove to me that there's something wrong with that, that's what I'm rolling with. That's what I assume. Oh, wait a second. There are 9 questions that may call this into question. There are 9 issues that may challenge us. Okay, so this is a really new way to see the sugyas. We learned about 10 sugyas at Tzvaros throughout the year, 10 components, some of them were combined into sugyas. Now all of a sudden, you see them. So let's go through 1 through 9, and we'll try to solve each of them. And if you want to, you can walk out of this room and say, that's the way I viewed Tzvaros, and I've solved all the problems. But that's not what Reb Chaim said. That's not what the Rebbeinu Hananel said. That's not what the Yishalmi said. That Tzvaros can't just be a kocho difference, and kocho is kegufo, but still, the Halacha Moshe Misinai gives you a clue. Okay, this is really hard, guys, but really valuable for you, okay? I haven't seen people teach Tzvaros this way, because it just gets so detailed, and so this is 10,000 feet up of Tzvaros. It's really important to see this, because it's really the only mega sugi we've learned this year, even more so than Karen. So try to follow. Number 1. We already sense this isn't the simple, unassailed approach, because the Gemara in Daf Gimel, Amai Karile told of the regel. What? Amai Karile told of the regel? Because it's regel. Would you ask that about any other tolda? Would you ask about Tin for Paris, Amai Karile told of the Shane? Would you ask about Beita and the Shicha, Amai Karile told of the Karen? So why is the Gemara asking? Why is the Gemara asking Amai Karile told of the regel if it's classic regel? So that's our first sense that Tzvaros is not just Kocha Kagufo, classic regel with Halacha Moshe Misinai discount. Number 2. The Rishonim have a Girsel Daf Gimel, which is Mefurash in the Gemara Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Halacha Moshe Misinai Dimimonahu. What? I need Halacha Moshe Misinai to tell me that Tzvaros is Mammon? I know it's Mammon. It's Regal. Kocho is Kagufo. Halacha Moshe Misinai gives me a 50% discount. What is this Girsa that the Rashba had, that it clearly appears on Daf Tesvav. You see how we're starting to gather all this data? Okay, so Eli may not have that girsa. Mordechai, you can explain, my carla told the regal otherwise, but at a certain point, all your answers will be a little bit too lame, and you may have to shift the paradigm. This is so important. This is the heart and core of Lamdas. You develop an idea, and then you see all these questions, and we've shown, okay, maybe I can explain this, maybe I can explain that way. So you say, you know what, evidently there's something new here. It's really at the core of learning Lamdas. Number three, the Nachlas David's question, the famous question of the Nachlas David. What's Rava doing asking Mimanav Shach on Daf Yud Zayin is Kocho Kegufo, is Kocho Lav Kegufo? We already know, Kolotara Kula, Kocho is Kegufo, right? The right part of the table, Kocho is Kegufo. It's typical regel. You should pay Nezek Shalem. You put the Rishus Arabim. You get a Lechem Moshe Sinai discount. What's Rava's whole song and dance on Yud Zayin and Beis? Sounds like something's a little different here. That's what Nachlas David's famous question that everyone in all the yeshivas would be asking when they took a look at Zohar. It's like the pivotal question. There's something afoot here. There's something foul in the state of Denmark. Something off when Rava is asking that question. So before we even look at halachos that Rava and Rav Ashi and Rav Zera and Rav Abba Bar Mamo, those are the four Amorayim that we have recorded for Tzoros and Rav Papa. Those are like the five Amorayim who we have their statements about Tzoros. Before we see their statements and halacha questions, we already have all these lashonos. And we've told you so often to be sensitive for lashonos in the Gemara. These are not halacha nafkaminos, but lashonos. Amai karle told the regel. Halacha mishpatina dimamonahu. Rava's question, which is an halacha lemaisa meir, but he's debating an issue that we already have a slam dunk answer for. Evidently, it's not a slam dunk answer. Now, there are five questions that don't seem to be relevant if it's classic regel. Because I know, Daniel, what regel is. I don't know how to paskin in Rosh Hashanah Ravim, we know how to paskin for Adam, we know Migufa. Like, all of a sudden, there are these questions being raised. Halacha lemaisa. That make me think we're not dealing with typical regel. So what's the first question? Rava's big question on Yud Ches Simen Aleph. I mean, come on, get ready to laugh. Should Tzvaros pay miguf or melia? What? Tzvaros is regel. Everyone in the world knows that regel pays melia, is not limited to migufa. Okay, so here we start with our fingers. Okay, let's see if we can put out the fire. Really, even if regel, the tzoros is typical regel, because kocho is kagufo, what can I say? And remember the answer, why should you have a hava meaning to pay migufo? Just like. No, you're shifting the paradigm. You're saying, right? You're already shifting, right? I didn't say, I won't say that word. Shimmy? Okay, very good. Just like the Lacha Moshe Misina gave me a discount to 50% of payment, it could give me, maybe part of that discount was to limit the payment to the value of the damaging animal. It's nothing to do with Soros' typical regel, but after all, this is the season of giving, and the Lacha Moshe Misina gave a little discount to the Baal Tzvaros. They would give another little gift. And then the whole debate, and they say, is internal. Well, is the Lacha Moshe Misina that's not so clear, right? We said that's Tosis and the Rosh's assumption. And even if it is Lahakel, is Migufo a discount you can apply to Regel? Or maybe Migufo is a discount, fill in the blanks, that isn't tethered to blank, but tethered to blank? Shimi assumes that Migufo is a discount that's associated with any time you pay Hatzinezek. And therefore, let's think about applying it to the Hatzinezek of Tzaros. Maybe, Natan, keep quiet, maybe Migufo is not a Chatzin Nezek discount, but it's more a Karen discount, and therefore can't be applied to Tzvaros, which is Regel. So how do we prove whether Migufo is a Chatzin Nezek discount or a Karen discount? All my Lamdanim, what do we want to find the case of Karen, which is? Now, Nezek Shalem, very good, Shemi doesn't pay Migufo. What's that case on Daf Hey? Karen Tam Shechaval Biadam, according to Rebbe Akiva, pays Nezek Shalem, would you pay Migufo? It sounds like the Pasuk, why you pay Migufo? That's how we got to the whole Migufo question, right? You sound a little bit familiar? If you don't have every single detail, but at least see where it fits, where the pieces in the sugya fit. We're trying to do damage control in that time. We're trying to justify Megufo as a legitimate question for Tzaros, even if Tzaros is a good old regal. That's our score here. We don't want to change Tzaros, John. We want to keep Tzaros as regal. What's Megufo? Okay, just like, so then what's the question of Rava? Well, even though the Lachem Moshmi Sini may be Mekel, maybe Megufo isn't a kula that could apply to a regal. So not, it's only a Karen kula. Or maybe the Lachem Moshmi Sini isn't a kula. Who says it's such a big kula? So if that's really true, that's the whole conversation in part four. And you can answer and still keep the paradigm. Tzaros is regel. You can still keep the paradigm intact. If you want Lishirish language for paradigm, you can still keep the original Geder, Tzaros, intact. Geder is like a definition. I'm trying to make it clearer for you, but hopefully you're seeing what's happening. Okay, now Ravashi has a question on Yutes and Aleph. Again, same issue here. Yesh Shinoi Litzaros, O Ein Shinoi Litzaros. Two words. Why not? Why not? As far as we know, any active damage of an animal that would otherwise be shein or regel, if done with a shinui, is, and we call it karen, and it pays chazi nezek, and it's chayev and reshus ram, right? That's, we know this already, right? What's Ravashi's big question? You got to get this, guys. This is, I promise, it's so valuable. This ability to navigate your way through 10 sugyas at once and see all the pieces of the chessboard together. Just one second. What is Ravashi's question? Tzaros is normal damage. Okay, so get a disc. Okay, so now if it's done Mishuna, why not? Why ain't she no Tzaros? Okay, so then we're going to solve it. We'll try to solve it. But you see how we're building a lot of pressure? Natan, to say that maybe Tzaros isn't a regel. That's the drama of a sugya. You see this enlarged because you're seeing 10 sugyas at a time. But even within one sugya, there are 10 pieces, or 6 pieces that are lined up. And it's at what point do you have to say, you know what, maybe there's something else going on here? What do you want to say?
Can you repeat what you were saying about how, like, Shader Regal is Karen if it's...
Any activity, if that, now typically the activities are exclusive, but any activity which is irregular is falls into the category of Karen. So Tzaros is the activity that lends itself both to an orche fashion or for example, eating. Right, we saw this before. Normal eating is Shein. Atypical eating, at least is Karen, Shmuel, Tatar, Dolce, today, Achlixis, Fakalim. So any activity, if done orche, is Shein or Regal. If done non orche, so Tzaros, if regular kicking, should be Regal. If kicking with the Shinoi, so, like, what's the question here? So we're going to try to divert, Jimmy. What do you want to say?
No, it's a question. Achlixis, Fakalim, isn't that Karen because there's Ein Hanala, Ein Hanah?
We'll see. Or maybe because it's Mishuna. Well, that'll be our question today. Exactly. Or tomorrow. Very, very good. Okay. So we try to divert Ravashi's question. Monica, it's not really a question of whether you can turn classic Tzaros / Regel into Karen. You can. But it may not affect the payment. Because normal Karen starts with 100 and it reduces to 50. Here you're trying to pull off multivariable math. Not really. You're trying to multiply half by a half. You're trying to say, well, it's Karen and Karen Tzaros. Ravashi, Adam, thought that you could have Shinoi, but it was not going to change your payment. Because the only way you could change that payment from a half to a quarter and make a difference is if you take two assumptions. That each of these 50 payments, the Karen overlapped or overlaid to Tzaros, are each percentages rather than fixed sums. That's not so clear. Rav Ashi Yechaim's whole presumption is, well, Svaro starts at 50%. Karen has another 50%. 50% of 50%, last I checked, is 25, despite Ellie Weber's math, right? Last I checked, 50% is 25%. But who says that Karen and Svaro's are percentages? Maybe Karen is a fixed sum, and or Svaro's is a fixed sum. In order to get to 25%, you have to make two assumptions, that they're each percentages. If you reject either of those, not necessarily both, that you can't get to 25%. Tzaros is 50%. Second year Tzaros, I don't care what type it is, 50%. Or Karen is 50%. We took a look at the Gemari member where Karen and Bor team up with one another and we tried to tease out of the Rabbeinu Peretz whether it's a percentage or not. So that's the way of diverting Ravashi's question. Natan, Ravashi wasn't asking the big existential question, how to understand Regel. That was a given. He was asking, given the fact that Tzaros is Regel, it has anomalous payments. If you couple that together with Shinoi payments that are anomalous, do you get the 25% or not? And then we had a whole conversation around that. So again, we've solved the problem. We can still understand Rav Ashi's question, and we can still understand, look at me, everyone. We've solved all of our problems. Rav Ashi has a legitimate question, Rav has a legitimate question, and we can still keep the paradigm that Svaros is classic regal, kochel kegufo, with just a, so to speak, arbitrary discount that the Torah hands out, like it hands out other discounts. Now you move to Rava's question, Rava's second question. It's all Rava and Rav Ashi here. Rava's second question. Can there be hadah b'tzaras? So now it depends which case of tzaras Rava was trying to conceive of hadah. But either way, you can have a problem. Two deos in Rashi, Yutes and Mibes. Was Rava talking about tzaras mishuna? If an animal does tzaras mishuna three times, would it go up to Nezek Shalim? If that's true, that was his question, then the question is, like, why not? Right in here, you don't have your Andy payment questions to hide behind. Okay, so let's say you don't go down to 25 because of all these other technical problems we saw before. You stay at 50 forever, even if it's tzaras mishuna. But after three times, 50 should become 100. Okay, you could say tzaras is always fixed, but a little more difficult. Why should tzaras mishuna not leap? Why not? So number aleph is in timtzalomar b'tzaras mishuna lama ein hada. So now we have a question. So Rashi solves it internally. That's part of the lacham shusina Jonah tzaras mehirda armageddon yipei chazinezek. Lacham shusina fixes it. It's not a percentage. So you can solve the issue, but already you're starting to see, why not? Why can't there be hada? And maybe Ravashi, maybe Rava was asking about Muad for Tzraros Orche? And it's a flip question. Why should there be? If Tzraros Orche is classic Regel, as far as I know, there's no Hadah for Regel. It's a Karen-only experience. Okay, so that's part Bays, six Bays. Intim Salam of Tzraros Orche, Lama Yesh Hadah. Okay, so we can answer that. It's not a Chiddush in Tzraros Natan, because we're not yet there. It's a Chiddush in Hadah for Tzaros Orche is not a Chiddush in Tzaros, Aaron, it's a Chiddush in Hadah. That Hadah is not a Orche creator, because Tzaros starts as Orche. Hadah is just a payment incrementer to 100%, because it creates a stronger Mazik or something. But you see what's happening here? Each question we have, we can find solutions for. But at a certain point, maybe the solution is not just isolated and sporadic, but maybe there's a global solution that demands changing the definition of tzaras. That's what we're dealing with right here. Okay, you can see it so visually, so the visuals help you see it. Shim.
Sort of as a methodological question, mm-hmm. When does one know when they should just find, sort of find a teretz versus redefine the definition?
That's why you have different shittas. You know, he doesn't. He tries to keep within the paradigm. He tries. When people, let me explain something, because Shimmy asked a really good question, but listen carefully, because this is really at the core of lambdas. In the yeshiva world, the biggest curse you can give someone, oh, that's a balabata shesvar. You're learning like a balabas. So I hate the disparaging tones of balabatim that are in there. But what they mean is, let's forget the terminology. What they mean is, if you've never been trained this way, then you only think there's one way to define each halacha, because that's the way you operate in the world. You define things. And then all these differences have to be explained within that one paradigm. It's all just quantification, a little more, a little less, a little stronger, a little weaker. Rather than saying, oh, these differences reflect the fact that you can view the halacha categorically different. It's just a different definition. It's a different logic. And that ability should make a leap and create a whole new category based on new data is what typically happens in yeshiva through formal training or osmotically. You just see it again and again and again. And if you have it in yeshiva training, it's hard to even envision that because it's so different from the world around you. So that's known. It's a balabata shesvar. What they mean is you're just staying. I don't know if you remember the first month, you were all in that place, most of you. And I was saying, don't give me a technical adjustment. Don't say it's a little worse, a little more. Give me a different category. Abstract it. Take the detail and show me that it's reflective of different way to view regal, different way to view other, maisa versus pshia, whatever. And this, something that by this point already, your heads are familiar with and your minds are familiar with. But if you've never seen that, it's hard to make that leap. Okay, so that's, and then Shem at a certain point, and Nachman said, oh, I don't feel it yet. I can still explain it. And then someone said, well, you know what? That's a bad explanation. You have to move to the next paradigm. So there's no golden rule about when you make the leap. And that's the point of debate, as to whether it forces you into a different level. So for Reb Chaim, as you see, it will force him. For Rabbeinu Chananel, another Reish Ches, not Reb Chaim, but Rabbeinu Chananel, will force him to change his paradigm. Okay. Number 7. Rabbi Abba Bar Marmol's question. Animal walking in a place where it's inevitable that he's going to hurl stones, but the animal kicks the stones. So Rabbi Marmol had a very interesting question in abstract. Do we consider this Orche or Mishune? On the one hand, the animal would have thrown stones anyway. On the other hand, it kicks. Two words. Who cares? Why are you asking this question about swords? Ask a question about anything. The animal has to eat. Someone's putting food into the animal's mouth. The animal does with kavanah l'hazik mishuneh. We're like, why is this a tzaros question? It's an interesting question. How do you define regular activities based on the overall context, and this would happen inevitably, or based on the force of the animal particular? But like, why is this a tzaros question? Ask it about regular. The animal walking, it would inevitably, based on the trajectory of the animal, broken the china. And by the way, it broke the china by kicking. Ask about regular. Why are you asking about, why is this a tzaros question? If tzaros is normal regal with the koho discount. It's a little harder to answer that question. And if you think that's a hard question, what about Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa in Rav Yirmiyah's question? Rav Yirmiyah had a question, an animal, tzaros in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Did I miss something? An animal, tzaros in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Come on, guys. Mipater. And Rav Papa agrees with you, Andy. And the Gemara says that Daf Gimel. So many Rishonim, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem Shepterani, Baruch Hashem Hagomelech Ha'ivim Tavo, Shegmalani Kol Tov, Mekah Brechich, Zagomel. There's a different girsa in the Gemara. The animal's walking with Shesarabim and kicks the stones. Even that's not so easy, because if the animal kicks the stones rather than just hurling the stones, but actually bite, that sounds like Karen. Sounds like Karen should be Chayalik. But at least have a... You're asking regular Tzvaros, Yechayiv Shesarabim? Are you crazy? I mean, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's regel. It's putter. Like, that's why that part of the circuit is harder. It's harder. Much, much, much harder to solve that part of the circuit. Really hard. And then a final question we saw, which quite frankly is not as strong, but I just want to give you the comprehensive list. Member of the Rif felt that the Patur Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Shein Veregel is Orche, not Xeris HaKosov, and the Rosh said the nafkaminas of this big plank in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that breaks it clear in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, since the animal walked normally, it'd be putter. Wait a second, that's against the Gemara Yutasim and Aleph. An animal throws Tzraras in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're chayiv. Why should Tzraras be different than normal regular damage in this strange case where the activity happened in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the Nezik happened in Rosh Hashanah? So there are answers to that. Rebbeinu Meir Simcha, the Rif doesn't have that Girsa, Shalti Gibarim. At a certain point, you say, wait a second. Hashemi, this is really the answer to your question. I can solve most, if not all, of these 9 points through local solutions. Rather than saying maybe these 9 points reflect the fact that we're defining Tzvaros wrong. And that's Brisker Lumbus. Rather than a couple more or less as isolated solutions. We'll solve this, we'll solve this, we'll solve this, we'll solve this, we'll solve this. As opposed to saying, let's get all the ducks in a row of Tzvaros and see what logic hits me.
I wanted to ask the question more simply.
Yeah.
Simply, if you want to say it's like one giant question, it wouldn't just be that the Gemara just says, sort of, you care any,
Here you happen to have actual language that convinces us that the initial paradigm is wrong, because that word Karen is mentioned. But you won't have that luxury, not done in many circuits. Many circuits are just half halachos.
Yeah, the question of why the Gemara just presented a bit clearer sometimes.
Well, we know that already. You've already learned here for 4 months. It was clear to them. They just knew it so well that all these questions fired with association.
Well, they asked the same question basically 7 times, and they're just going to all have this.
Okay, so that would be, that is a really, really, really good question. Okay, sign up for Shana Chafei, and we'll spend not just Shana Bet and Gimel, and we're going to, and then if you want, we can take each of these questions and line them up in each Rishon and each what did Rav think. Right now, I'm just giving you a glance at the Sugya from 10,000 feet up, what's happening in this whole world called Tzvaros. Now we'd have to spend 2 weeks on Rabbi Marmol's question and spend 2 weeks to the connection between. So, when we took a look at the Sugya of Hadar, we had to hightail it through because we just couldn't spend too much time on it. So this is just a survey, believe it or not, of how to understand Tzaros, right? Okay, so we had two paradigm shifts. It's really important that you get this. I'm not sure, Adam, I'm not sure if you got this in this year. One paradigm shift, really, really hone in now, because I think you got it, but I want to make sure you got it, is that Tzaros is really kocho-oriented change, but it's not regel, simply classic regel. It's a different type of regel. That's the slight shift. You see how Tzaros can be kocho, box, either it's kocho kegufo, circle, or when it comes to a behema, kocho is lav kegufo. And the halacha of Moshe seen as remapping something. That was Reb Chaim's shift, quoted by the Birch HaShmua. We had another shift, which is even more dramatic, which we got to towards the end of the sugya, which is the other box. Not that Tzaros is a kocho-based adjustment. The adjustment at Tzaros is not based on it being kocho with whatever, Avi, kocho kegufo lav kegufo. But you know why you pay chatzin nezik for Tzaros? Not because it's kocho, but because it's... that time?
Okay.
Well, it's a keren. It's not orche. And it's like keren. Okay? You see the different shifts? This first shift we talked about was it's kocho-based. But it's a kocho-based which doesn't create normal regel. It creates a Frankenstein regel, a strange regel. That's why anytime you see questions that don't seem to stack up with regel... because it's a different type of regal. But it's still kocho-based discount. Or we say, as the Yishalmi says, and we'll get to this, no, you're wrong. Animals damaging with kocho are just irregular damages, and that gets us closer to the world of Karen, thereby inviting, Natan, a lot of Karen DNA into Tzaros. If you just got what I said, you have the sugya. Quite frankly, in ways that I think a lot of people don't, because there's a lot of discussion, micro-processing of what Rava's question, Natan, was about Hadah, as opposed to only. We just got what I just said. That you have a hold on the sugya that's fantastic. Is it kocho adjustment? And then we have to decide whether it's kocho gufo, typical regel, or as we'll say in a moment, kocho is lav kegufo by an animal, and therefore it shouldn't be anything, and it's a strange type of monster, golem, regal. Or the adjustment for Tzaros is not based on kocho. Adjustment for Tzaros is based on something totally different that looks a lot like Karen. Let that settle in. Now that you're seeing the sugya, now you can appreciate that whole movement. Okay, so let's start with Reb Chaim's chiddush. The circle on the left, not the circle on the right. When it comes to a behemoth, Asher, kochos lav kegufo. If you throw something, it's your guf. If a behemoth throws something, it's not because of the cognitive offset. When you throw something, you're aiming, you're calibrating velocity, your pitch, whatever. An animal just kicks and screams and brays. So if kochos lav kegufo, then really, Svara should be putter as a starting point. So therefore, halach lemosh misina number one is mechayev chatzinezek, even though. And therefore, as part of that halacha Moshe Misina, it's mechayev chatzinezek. I should add, if you want to add with your little pen, number Aleph 0.1, it also makes it into mamon, because if any payment should exist by Tzaros, it shouldn't be mamon, it should be knas. And halacha Moshe Misina says, okay, even though you're paying Aaron, you don't deserve to pay, treat it as mamon. Halacha Moshe Misina into mamon who? And it tells us that this is not regel, because it deserves to be regel. Kocho lav kegufo, this is regel. Because the halacha Moshe Misinai was mechayev a new payment in a vacuum, and it just happened to affix it to regel. So first of all, you also want to add to your table, we solved the Nachlas David's question. Now Rav has a legitimate question. We don't really know what the question was, because the language is too abstract, but Mordechai, exploring whether kochos kegufo by an animal, that's a real legitimate question. It's not so clear. Kochos kegufo by a person, yeah, we have plenty of gemaras. By animals, whole different ballgame. So Rav's question makes sense. It matters. Rav is exploring. We don't really know what his exploration was. There are many ways to phrase his language. But all of a sudden, questions 1, 2, and 3 look a lot different. Okay? Now, what are the nafkaminos between whether kocho is kegufo and it's natural regel, or kocho is not natural regel, it's just assigned to be regel, by the halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai. So we'll see how it solves a lot of the questions we had before. But first, a bit of a detour. What's our detour? If tsvaros is natural regel, then what would happen if there's a tsvaros that's naturally shein? I'd call it shein. Right? There's no top-down dictation that tsvaros has to be regel. Most normal cases, animals walk, they hurl stones, they bray, they flap their wings, and they create air. So we call it tsvaros because the taste test makes it sound like tsvaros. What if the taste test makes it sound like shein? Indirect damage when an animal's eating. The animal is poking its head around, looking for some food, and it breaks it clean. The animal is urinating, and it urinates into some dough. If you test them at base. There's nothing that tells me that every single case of tsvaros that ever lived has to be regel. It just happens in most cases. Look like regel, so we call it regel. Kachos kagufo, and then you fit it into your normal categories. Essentially, Adam, there isn't a new category called tsvaros, because we don't need a category, because it's kachos kagufo. It just cascades into the normal Bava Kamma map. We start to see, and this was Birchas Shmuel, we start to see all tsvaros being railroaded into regel, that makes it sound like the marriage between tsvaros and regel is not a natural one. It's a gunshot marriage. You are regel, whether you like it or not. Every tsvaros is regel, that's no lechem shezineh. Whether you look like regel or not, because, Eli, no tsvaros looks like regel. Really. So what difference does it make if you look like, if you don't look like tsvaros at all, because you're hana-driven, or you don't have an up, but you still don't look like regel because you're kochel. You're so far from regel, the Torah just called it regel to fit in, which is an interesting question. Why does the Torah have to fit into a category? That goes back to Revel's larger question. But, okay. So then we saw whether Sraros Tamid have told it the regel, Mikroch Alech Majusinai. We saw the Shittim Mekubetzes. So one example was, okay, you ready? One example, I may have to redo this table a little bit, but it's fine. One example was Shein Tsvaros, which may be only regel. That's A Aleph. A Beis is maybe Tsvaros Mishuna would be regel and not Karen. That's Reb Chaim's point. Rambam Nizke Mamon Beis A. Just like Shein Tsvaros may have to be regel, Tsvaros Mishuna may have to be regel. Ah! Irregular tsvaros may have to be regel? That's Rava's question. Yesh shinur l'tsvaros or ain't shinur l'tsvaros? Not just a payment. Can you double up 50%? Rava's question, I'm sorry, Abaya's question, Ravashi's question. Yesh shinur l'tsvaros, ain't shinur l'tsvaros. Look at question number 5 and just move over to the left. Ulai ain shinoi l'tsvaros. Does shinoi have a din dafka b'keren? V'tsvaros mishuna. Adayin havi regel. Now you see all of a sudden, Shimi, how we have a more elegant answer as to why there's no Shina by Tsvaros. Not because the payment duplication doesn't stack up in Plato's Republic, but because it's always regel. And this Shinoi business, normally, now remember, we talked about that yesterday. The Rambam may not agree with that, because for the Rambam, Shinoi exists outside of Karen by Shein, right? So if Shinoi can exist by Shein, why can't it exist by regel? Even if Tsvaros is arbitrarily regel. So I have to think of the overlap between yesterday's year and today's year, and between thousands of other details that we're not even talking about. Ah, Tsvaros is always regel? So just like Ravashi was unsure whether there should be Shinoi, Rava may have been unsure whether there should be. What else may not apply to regel? No one. Right, so let's take a look at the question we had in Rava. Should there be more of Tsvaros Mishuna? Yud, number 6, Aleph. If Rava was talking about Tsvaros Mishuna, why shouldn't there be Shinoi? Answer, Tsvaros Mishuna is, it looks like Karen, but it's still always Regal. And just like Regal doesn't have a down tick for Tom, there's no Tom and Mord for Regal. And even if you introduce factors and make it look like Karen, it's still adhering to Regal. Even though we all thought that was our incorrect premise, that Tsvaros Mishuna would be Karen, and therefore would be subject to laws of Shinoi and Hadah, no. Tsvaros Mishuna is Regel. So this is Reb Chaim in the Bruchah Shmuel's logical presentation. Svarus is always regel. If it has hana, it's still regel. Rashi, your tes, Rashi, your zayin. If it's mishuna, it's still regel, not karen. Therefore, ein shinu litzvarus mishuna, vein hada litzvarus mishuna. It also helps to solve question number 7. When Rav Yirmiyahu wanted to know, according to the girsa most Rishonim had, not the girsa Ben Chananel had, but animals walking in Rishus HaRabim and kicked stones, regular Rishus HaRabim. Come on! Kicking stones is Mishuna. If it's Mishuna, it should be Karen. If it's Karen, it should be Chayim Rishus HaRabim, if you have that girsa, the animals kicking the stones, in Rav Yirmiyahu's question. The answer is, I don't care. You can introduce all the Karen-like factors. It's still regal. Well, that's the question. Maybe that's Rav Yirmiyahu's question. Is Tsraros classic regal, in which case if it's Mishuna, then it should be classic Karen and Chaim Mishus Rabin, or is Tsraros dictated regal? And it's always regal. Should be Patron Mishus Rabin. Okay? That's Rav Chaim. If you never see the Yishalmi, you never see Rebbeinu Chananel, that's Rav Chaim. That's a sugya unto itself. A mega sugya. Is Tsraros kocho kagrupo? And it's classic regel, and there's just a discount. Or Tsraros is automated regel. And no matter what you do, it's always going to be regel. And Natan. That could be what Rava was asking. That could be what Ravashi was asking. That could be what Rav Yirmiyahu was asking. Now your question is, how could they all ask the same question? Okay, so we'd have to think carefully about to separate. But when Rava asks, should there be Hadar or not? He's asking the question. Is the classic regal? When Ravashi is saying, should there be Shino? He's asking that question. When Rav Yirmiyahu is asking, Rosh Hasarabim, Pike Pi'ita, he's asking that question. Okay? This really works, guys. This really, okay. Could you imagine, let's say, doing this with a sugya that takes 10 blot to unfold? Let's say Kiddushin, Maisa Kiddushin. Mavakama is these little islands. So, Svaros, Karen, Shane. So even though we're collecting data from across multiple blot, it's still localized. Could you imagine doing this for all of Me'ila or all of, I don't know, Shechita? I'm trying to help you dream big in learning. You're able to see this, something that warrants your investment of your time and commitment to it. Now, here's a cute one, okay? Get ready. We're not moving to the left of the table yet. Okay? I'm sorry to all your teams who aren't in the playoffs, but take you back to the football season, right? So sometimes you want to get a reverse angle view of a touchdown to see if he broke the plane or out of bounds or if the Ramban and Shabbos makes sense for Julio Jones or something. You know? I don't know who would think that, but who in that crazy mind would think about applying a Ramban to only someone in this yeshiva. Okay, so it's a reverse angle. Okay, listen carefully. This wasn't absolutely clear to you in the shiur. Now it should be clear to you. If Tsraros is mamish kagufo, kochos kagufo, the far right of the table, the radical right, then what do you need to be actually real regal nezek shalem? If Tsraros is mamish maisa behema, what do you need mamish to be regal? What's the boundary between Tsraros and regal? Because Tsraros is kochon, kochos kagufo, it's maisa behema. So what do you need to be real regal? Nezek shalem paying regal. Not just maisa behema, what would you need? Very good. Contact is because Tsraros is maisa behema. You'd need real contact. So the boundary between Tsraros as kochon kagufo and real regal is physical contact. But if we say like Rav Chaim, kocho is lav kagufo behem, it's not the animal's action, and you're still chayv chasinesa, then what's the boundary between Tsraros and regal? Tsraros is not maisa behema. Real regal is maisa behema. All you need for real regal is maisa, not contact. If you get this answer, you can go, I don't know, you can be Rosh Hashiva and Gush. Who asked that question, and what were the two cases he was probing? Who is exploring our question, or Chaim's question, from this reverse angle that we just talked about, and which two cases did he cite? Anyone?
Close to the Zaptami.
Good, close. He has to give me the answer. Who said it?
I said it, Rava.
Rava. Rava was probing the boundary between Tsraros and real regel, and he introduced two test cases to help us determine that boundary. One was Zav. Zav is the gauge, anything in Zav is Tameh. In regular pace, Nezek Shalim, anything in Zav is Tar. So he was using Zav to help us. We want Shorshim, what case of Zav he was using, Medrus, Mishka, what we hold by Zav, but what other case did Rav introduce? Not just indirectness or gauging, that's the more direct thrust. What else did he talk about? Time delays. Where in the beginning there's a contact, but in the end there isn't. Buser, can Basar make Karas Linan convert Svaras into regal, basically, into real regal? Remember when Habibi said no, Azul Mine O Mine? Any of this sound familiar? Rava was really asking this question. Isn't that cool? If Tsaros is already Kocho, so to be upgraded to regal, you got to be Mamish Gufo. If Tsaros is Lavka Gufo, because Kocho is Lavka Gufo, Ben Zab Chaim said, then essentially all you need to be more than Tsaros is Maisa Behema. Because Kocho is not Maisa Behema, it's not Kagufo. That's why at the bottom of the table, in Nezek Shalim de Regal, this is B. A is enough community to solve all these cases where it's always regal. That's the first enough community. Now we're 5,000 feet up. What's enough community between Chaim in the classic case? Number one, is Tsraros always railroaded as regal, or can sometimes be chain or Karen? That's a global question. If it can sometimes be Karen, Tsraros of Mishuna. Natan. Tsraros of Mishuna can be Karen, then it would be Shino, you know, duh, and this. And everyone be careful. Don't get confused. The only thing that's on the table right now, Andy, is Tsraros Mishuna should be Karen, or not. We kick with force. Second global question is Rava's question. What's the boundary between Tsraros and Regal? If Tsraros is Kocho Gufo, then Regal has to be real contact, as Asher said. If Tsraros is Lavka Gufo, then it's enough to make Regal and throw Maisa Behema. So Rava said these two questions. Hayim nezek shalim de regel, havi dafka gufo, o kol maisa behim havi nezek shalim, titzons havi kochod lav kagufo. Number one, Rava by Zav. Number two, the Gemara of Basar Mirkar Azlin. Okay? Also Rava's question. Take that snapshot and absorb it. Maybe, Natan, all these questions force a paradigm shift even more radical. Not that Tsraros is a deduction because of Kocho. And then you just want to know, how does the Kocho affect the deduction? Is it Kegufo and the Torah just gives a discount, or it's Lav Kegufo and the Torah creates a Chiv? Maybe the other box, now the far left, the radical left, the anarchists, not the federalists. Okay, those of you who like political theory, the far right and the far left. Ironically, oftentimes they team up with each other against the establishment. There are cases like that. Far right and the far left join sides in order, because they both have one thing in common. They want to subvert the establishment. The far left, not far right. You know why Tsaros pays Chatzi Nezek? Not because of Kocho. Who cares? Kocho is Kegufo, and Lech Moshe Zini isn't giving a discount since the Kocho is Kocho is Kegufo. It's just not a normal Nezek. And non-normal nezeks pay chatzin nezek. And we know that already, Natan. Where do we know that from? That non-normal nezeks pay chatzin nezek? Karen. Lech Moshe Zina is just telling us that this is something that qualifies as non-normal. Right? I mean, what's non-normal? If it's a cloudy Tuesday, does that make it non-normal? If your team doesn't win a game ever, does that make it? Certain factors are completely irrelevant. Certain factors are relevant. So damages that take place through indirect contact are not typical in the halachic system. Ah, not typical to pay Karen. Now all of a sudden, imagine you're in some spaceship. Karen is changing its colors now. Because we all thought Karen was only non-normal nezek driven by hostility. Now all of a sudden we see that the Karen concept covers even non-normal damages, not because of hostility, but because of, it's just not normal. You see how Karen's changing its colors now? If Tsraros is a cousin of Karen, then all of a sudden we look at Karen differently. What other case may it be Karen, even though it's not driven by Kavana Lazik, but it's not normal? What? Maybe. That's Orche. Non-normal without anger. But now that we've thrown the floodgates open, and Tsraros could be Karen-esque because it's non-normal, not because of Kavana Lazik, just because of the mechanics, What else could be non-normal nezek that may be called Karen that's a beneficiary of Tzvaros' paradigm shift? Kishkish b'yamsa. Why should Kishkish b'yamsa not be Karen? No kavan al hazek. Why should it be Karen? Not normal. Not because of Kavana, but because, remember? As the Russians way of understanding Kishkish b'yamsa. If you need Mishuni because of hostility, Kishkish b'yamsa isn't Karen. But maybe Karen is broader than you think. Maybe Karen is any non-normal damage. Alat Sraros. Kishkish b'yamsa. That was the question of Kish. When they came into the base medrash, Kishkish b'yamsa, I guarantee you, in the back of their minds, they were thinking about Tzvaros. Because the way to defining Kishkish b'yamsa as Karen goes through Tzvaros. If you define Tzvaros as Karenish, then Kishkish b'yamsa is right there. Okay, make a chilek. Machine Tzvaros. Tzvaros has halacha mashasino on its side, the way the Kishkish doesn't. So that's something I didn't show you in the Yishami, but it's a famous Yishami. The language isn't that clear, so, but it's the Yishami's logic very, very clearly that Tzvaros is chazi nezek, not because it's kocho, because kocho makes it non-standard. Ah, so now all of a sudden everything's changing in very different ways. The same questions that Rav and Rav Ashi are asking now could be thought of not just is it regel normally or is it assigned regel, but now the questions that time become a lot more radical. Repeat the question, not is it regel naturally or dictated regel. Is it regel or? Now the question is it regel or? Karen. So first of all, migufo makes a lot of sense in a way that according to Reb Chaim, it's hard to understand why it should be a migufo. Migufo is Karen based. Wait a second, so it's like Karen. Hey, migufo. And Rav Ashi's question, Ein Shino Litzvaros, remember, why not? Here's the irony. You know why not, Ein Shino Litzvaros? Not because Tzvaros is always regal, because Tzvaros is Karen. It's already a Shinoi. Get double Shinoi. Give me a double Shinoi by Karen. Emil gores with his horns in a backhanded fashion. It's all Karen. Isn't that ironic? You know why Ein Shino Litzvaros? Because it's already Mishuna. And that's why you pay Chasi Nezek. You can't double up Shinoi Mikyas. And the animal bites with his molars instead of with his front teeth. Oh, double Shinoi. It's Karen. Once it's irregular, it's non-standard. Isn't that ironic? And why should there be Hadah for Tzvaros Orche, if that's the case, number 6b, that maybe Rava's question of Hadah was talking about Tzvaros Orche. How could anyone in his right mind talk about Hadah for Tzvaros Orche? The answer is, Tzvaros Orche is really Tzvaros. Even Tzvaros Orche is Tzvaros. Say it. Sure. Even though the animal's not kicking, it's still an irregular activity that could become regularized by three iterations, three events. That's really good. This is really, really delicious. If you ask me for them, my favorite part of the sugya is these two statements. That if Sraros Orche is always Mishuna, you can't double up a Shinoi, and you can make it more Orche. And there could be Hadah, even by Sraros Orche, which was Rava's a question according to the second day in Rashi and Tassus. And you solve Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel's question. Remember that old question, the animal's walking in a large pile of gravel where it's inevitable that it's going to kick, but it kicks, is that orche or not? Oh, that's really important to know. Because if inevitability creates orche, then you may shut down Tzvaros, because the whole Chatzin Ezek Tzvaros issue is based on it being not orche. If the inevitability renders it orche, it can't be Tzvaros, even though it's kocho, because kocho isn't a 50% discount. It's the irregularity of kocho. So that's an important question. And the Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa, in understanding Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, regular Tzvaros, not kicking Tzvaros, regular Tzvaros may be Chayiv Inershus Arabim Natan L'Kerem Yedam Minalei. And finally, we now answer the Rif. That was the Yamshel Shlomo's answer. Even though the Rif would feel that stepping on a big plank in Rishus Arabim is Orche and is Pater, kicking Tzvaros from Rishus Arabim is not Orche, and it would be Keren Esh, and you'd be Chayiv, even if the Tzvaros go to Rishus Ayachim. Okay. First of all, little humility. I'm sure a lot of you are still having a hard time working out this whole table. And this is just one sugya. That's great. You know, this reminds us of the vastness of Shas. 2 pages, and we're really just getting started. How many factors are on this table? About 30, 35. So how hard is it to take 35 factors and ordinate them? And you can imagine, you know, taking the entire sum above a comma or the entire sum. So these things matter, and people that spend the time as much as they can, a la last night's conversation, like, these things should matter to you, at the very least attitudinally, and then, of course, each person decides how they craft their lives and what they... But, okay, so this is... And hopefully, again, don't batter yourselves. You don't understand every single in and out here, but I'm trying to show you that I could have given you 7 different pages here, and you would have been very happier, because you would have been able to tell yourself, I understand the 7 pages, but you weren't just seeing what you're seeing. The price of seeing what you're seeing is, I don't get it all. Okay, don't kill yourself for not getting it all. But seeing this is crucial in ways that far, far outpace Karen because of the flexibility and the ins and outs here and the subtlety of the sugya. So just, again, repeat the top paradigm. Either it's classic regel, because kochos kegufo, lechem u'shesin, I discount, and then we have to solve 7 or 8 issues. Or we shift the paradigm, where you can shift 1 space over or 2 spaces over. 1 space over would still say it's kocho-based, but it's always assigned regel. And a lot of the questions that Rav and Rav Ashi were talking about was, were that issue, is it classic regel or assigned regel? Or no. Or the real question is, why is Saros Chatzin Nesed? Because it's kocho, because it's not Orchei, Natan, and those. And maybe Rav and Rav Ashi were dealing with a different question. Maybe one of them was dealing with the Reb Chaim question, one of them was dealing with the Karen question. Right. Remember, Rava is the one who asks about Migufo and Hada. Rava may have thought it's Karen. Ravashi was asking Shinoi, was more, can you see it as classic regal or dictated regal? But that's already takes a lot more fine-tuning of the sugya. Okay? Great. Continue Shir Chazara, Shir Klali. Tomorrow I'm going to try to give you a brief Shir Chazara about the larger questions of Avakama. Maisa Nezek, Pshia, ownership, paying money, repairing the kli, just things that we always go back to, these large issues that hover above all the sugyos. So I try to collect as many of the sugyos that speak to them. And the Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, we'll have that Shir Chazara, first thing after Shir Klali Chazara, and then we'll hit the books. Then we're going to start. There's no Shir Klali today. Okay, there you go. Okay. So continue Chazara. Tomorrow we'll have our final Shir Chazara. We're leaving some place on the field. We still haven't fully meshed out Adam, but we'll get back to Adam, Mirtz Hashem, and Chav Ches. Aish, we haven't spoken about at all. We're sort of keeping the Aish at a distance right now. We've done Bor, Karen. I know that Ellie talks a little bit about Shane Varegel. The Torah Shasarabim, we're going to delve into really deeply the next couple of weeks, starting, let's say, the end of next week. But really, it's a great, great sugya. It's really built well. Like 4 or 5 test cases. In each case, you see a great Rishonim, Rambans, Balamors. It's a real, real change from what we're learning. And then Mirtz Hashem, at some point, takes us to Chaf. Chaf Beis, we'll get to age probably mid-February. We'll still have some things to discuss with Pshia. After that, we'll talk about assorted issues from Chaf on mid-Beis till around Chaf Beis. About a butt and a half just assorted double combinations. Okay. Oi, Gewaldik.